And today we're going to be talking about water, living water. As Jesus encounters a Samaritan woman who has come to draw water from the well. Water is the source of life for all creation, and without it, we cannot survive. Did you know that some psychologists have theorized that our natural attraction to shiny things, jewelry and coins and even shiny new cars, comes from our primal search for a source of water? And why, you might say? Because in a broad landscape, sources of water appear to be small, shimmering, and shiny, not unlike the shining of diamonds or jewelry. So ladies, next time you would like to have something new and shiny, why don't you ask your partner for a drink of water? And don't be surprised if that's exactly what you get. Okay, enough of that. I have a time of centering. With such chaos in the world lately, I feel we just need to let our shoulders down, even let our brows down. Do you find your brows are all like lately and your neck is like? Let's just take a moment to let all of that go and take a breath in. And open your hands and your hearts to receiving these words. There are days we think only so much is given. A glint, a gleam, a light so small we could carry it in the palm of our hand. Just enough to let us see the next step, perhaps into mystery. There are days grace comes, but in shadow. Days it gathers itself into the corners. Days it seems to turn its gaze sidelong, as if distracted, or pondering, or paused. Let it be said that this is not that day. This is the day when grace invites us out into its radiance, declaring itself to everything in sight. This is the day when every given light bears forth like a star, turning its face towards us with the brilliance that was there all along, that it had saved just for us, just for the joy of seeing us shine. This is a blessing of light and grace and joy, and this blessing is for you today. So having talked about light, let's invite the light into our space today.